بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. The last time we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Majid. And we hear in over 40 salat and salam, إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. They come often. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّكَ verily you are حَمِيدٌ, full of praises, praiseworthy. Majidun, the possessor of grandeur. So when you're reading the salat and salam, now we know the meaning of Majid. Hamid, full of praises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Majid, the possessor of grandeur. All grandeur belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever insan has, whatever talent, insan has, whatever good fortune Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded him, this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan doesn't possess anything within himself. Is that an entity of praise? As our honorable and beloved Shaykh Muhammad bin Hamid Sahib says, that insan in reality is a mobile waste manufacturing machine. A waste manufacturing machine, mobile. Whatever he takes in comes out as dirt. This is reality. Whether from the eyes, whether from the ears, posterior, anterior, whatever it may be. Whatever he touches becomes second hand. So himself doesn't deserve any praise. It's only the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when Allah ta'ala puts the love of insan in the hearts of insan. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّهُ. Allah ta'ala gives the ingredients. If you not become beloved, then verily those that have iman and real true iman and they do good deeds that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala الرَّحْمَنُ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for them love in the hearts of people. People will begin to love them. And not just any type of people. Here was it explained also that you might find a certain person very famous, popular, be an alim, be a qari. But whether he's accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows best. But how do you know that a person is loved by Allah, that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when the lovers of Allah and the pious ones love him also. Allah Ta'ala puts His love in the hearts of the pious people. Then they're looking for Him, where's so and so? Certain Ali, we haven't met him. Or is that in the majlis? He hasn't come for the program. Where's a certain person? Let's go and meet him. Or give him my salams. Tell him, make dua for me. But Allah Ta'ala puts the love of that person in the hearts of the pious people. And they begin to love him. Then that is a sign that my Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has some love for me also. And the reality is, as Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says also, where can insan have any pride anyway? His entire existence, him just being alive, being able to breathe, being able to move, being able to relieve himself, whatever he possesses, whether he might feel, this is mine, it belongs to me, I have a certain talent, a certain faculty, I'm very intelligent, and there are different reasons why insan becomes proud also. Either because of beauty, wealth, intelligence, and ilm. From Ghazali rahimullah mentioned these four things. He says ilm, beauty, intelligence, and wealth. And these things makes a person proud. Therefore you should be very careful. Allah Ta'ala afforded beauty, Allah is from you. Don't forget to read dua when you look in the mirror also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me beauty. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi. Ya Allah, you made my appearance so beautiful, so make my character also just as beautiful. Doesn't mean life not so beautiful, don't read dua. That too, you are still beautiful. The eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're still beautiful. Allah ta'ala made the insan in the best of molds. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Allah ta'ala made the insan in the best of forms, in the best of models. Allah ta'ala made the insan the most beautiful. So read this dua. Whether he has beauty, whether she has beauty, that too from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether a person has knowledge also, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, then too you won't have knowledge of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif that above every knowledgeable person, there's still one more knowledgeable. He might be a Ustaz of Bukhari Sharif, Shaykh al-Hadith, or the Mufti, or the Qadi, then too you can't know everything. It's possible you don't know many things still. And that is also intelligence, ulama say. It's also intelligence to know that I don't know. Imagine you don't know and you think you know, say jahle murakkab, you're a double jahil. That you don't know and you think you know, and you're acting like you know, but you don't know. Say reality, you don't know, you're a jahil. And knowing that you don't know, that is ilm and knowledge. That's intelligence. And the most intelligent person, ulama explains, that person who recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he has the kalima in his life. An example of ulama give also, they say a person maybe, we have workers working for us, etc. Maybe a simple, no name brand, African, black, local brother, that's working for us or working for an institution. And his job only is open and close the gate. And in the institution, you have professors, you have scientists, you have HODs, you have principals. And all this is opening and closing door. And they are having big meetings, education, tertiary education, higher education, and they have degrees upon degrees. But ulama say, by the qasam of Allah, they have all the degrees of this worldly life, and this knocker, simple worker, has only the degree of La ilaha illallah. He is more intelligent than all of them. He has really intelligence. He knows his own Allah. He knows his own Allah. That is really intelligence. Although they might think him to be, he is just a laborer, a worker. No real value. We ping. But they don't understand that they are eating and drinking because of his kalima. The day he is not here, he has to be the last Muslim and he has to leave this world, then no degree will hold anything. Everybody will come to a grinding halt. Will come to a stop. Nobody will be able to live on the face of the earth. The value he has in his heart. So how can insan be proud in any way? Whatever he has, whether his knowledge is always somebody more knowledgeable, whether his beauty is always somebody more beautiful, whether it be intelligence, whether it be wealth, there's always somebody more than that. So therefore insan can't have any pride over anything that he has. And as the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says also, that his entire life of ours, and whatever we possess, is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our entire existence is a gift. Somebody gives you a gift. He gave you some hadiah. It's the height of foolishness, stupidity, to have pride over a gift somebody gave you. And now you're showing off with it. You didn't even purchase it. Maybe you can't even afford it. He just gave it to you as a gift. And now you got pride because of a gift that was given to you. Our entire existence is a gift. Whatever we have is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we now take the gift of Allah and have pride over other human beings? This is foolishness, stupidity. That a person who has pride in his whole life comes out in this. I'm very eloquent, or very intelligent, or very beautiful, or very affluent. Oh, I have this. It's nothing. That is why Sayyidul Istighfar we learn. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant. That Allahumma anta rabbi, Allah, you are my Rabb. You are the Rabb. And everything is your control, everything comes from you, you are the Almighty. Might belongs to you, you are the Lord. Entire universe belongs to you, I'm only one little slave. Anta Rabbi, you are my Rabb. Khalaqtani, Allah, you created me. I was nothing, you brought me into existence, and one day I'll be nothing also. Wa ana abduk, and I'm only your slave. I'm only your slave and nothing more than that. Whatever I have is the bounty of Allah. That is why our Shaykh tells us also, one of the cures for depression and feeling down is enumerate and count the bounties of Allah. Person might feel very depressed, he lost something or doesn't have something. Depression is because person feels now he's deprived of something. Or some imbalance, some chemical imbalance in the brain. Not his fault, Allah Ta'ala made it like that. But count the bounties of Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much more I have, so much more I can do. And look at those below. Hadith Sharif says, look at those below you when it comes to dunya and possessions, and look those above you when it comes to your deen. But be the opposite way. When it comes to dunya, we look at those above. When it comes to deen, we say we're still alright. Look at him, we're still battling for namaz. I tell you, I got my namaz, I got my Quran tilawah. Look at those above, and to aspire to be like them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of grandeur, the most venerable. Al-Majid and Al-Majid are both derived from the word Majdun. In the word Majid, there is Mubalagha intensity. When you say Majid, there is Mubalagha intensity. What do you say? Hyperbole. Majd has one of two meanings. Madh refers to loftiness and honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a process of loftiness and honor. The Quran Sharif is referred to as Majid Qurani Majid, the lofty Quran Sharif, the honorable Quran Sharif, as is the status, as its status is very lofty. Al-Majid and Al-Majid is that being who is honored, great and lofty due to his great actions, lofty qualities and beautiful names. And this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our praises. By us praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make him even more grand. Allah is as he is. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Ya Allah, we cannot praise you, you are as you praise yourself. As you praise yourself, Ya Allah, you are that lofty. We don't have the words to even describe your loftiness. There is none worthy of true veneration other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no grandeur other than His grandeur. That is why it is a demand of Allah that you speak about me. This is going in the path of Allah and having majlis and going in da'wat and speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for this. That Allah ta'ala wants to be venerated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to speak about His grandeur. Allah loves to be praised. That is why this whole tartib of going for 3 days and 40 days and 4 months is to teach us how to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise insan naturally learn how to speak about things. From a young child, from the young already, he learn how to speak about dunya. Ask him about his car, ask him about his toys, ask him about sports, ask him about soccer if he's playing and how he gets so excited. So naturally dunya, insan will speak about it. But to speak about the creator of dunya, that we go out in the path of Allah, so that we become accustomed and we learn to speak. Many brothers go in the path of Allah, they say, we're not giving bayan. What does it mean? I don't want to speak about Allah. No, try, make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, open my heart, open my tongue. Open my tongue so I can speak about you. Everything else we can speak. When the bayan is over, then that sati will say, I can't speak, now he's speaking the most. Bayan is over now. Now he'll speak. So ask Allah Ta'ala, open my heart, open my tongue so I can speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If any greatness or lofty position is granted to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a gift and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People look up to you because some quality, that too is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this Alhamdu, Alif Lam Al, this Al has very, very deep meaning. One is Hamdun, you take out the Al, and one is you attach the Al. When you attach the Al, Alhamdu, then the Mufassirin commentators go into the amount of tafsir of just in the Al only, what meaning the Al has. So basically when you translate Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you say all praise. You say all praise, although in Arabic all the word for all is kul or jami'. But here just the Al itself, the secret in that, this Alif Lam refers to every type of praise. Whether istighraqi, whether ahdi, different types of alif lam you get, encompasses every type of praise. Whether there was a praise before, present, future, praise for anything else besides Allah, every type of praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises himself, that belongs to Allah. Whether insan praises insan, that is praising him because Allah ta'ala gave him something. So that praise also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala praises insan also, that praise came from Allah. And when insan praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that also belongs to Allah. So all praise belongs to Allah. So how can insan have any stripes on his shoulder? That I've got something. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as the Talmud says also, that the essence of tasawwuf and tazkiyah is annihilation. That I am nothing. When a person begins to understand, I am nothing, and he really believes it, and our kabir, how they had this in their heart, that really I am nothing. Compared to everyone else, I am nothing. Compared to the animals also, Ya Allah, even worse than them. Qiyamah's day, they'll just turn to sand after retribution. They'll turn to sand. There's no jannah, no jahannam for them. And as for the kuffar, Ya Allah, I don't know how I will fear the time of maut. He might die with iman, I don't know it will be my condition. So a person lives in this fear, he cannot have any amount of pride. So this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala gave a person some position, some loftiness among the people, this also is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is venerable due to his actions, and the creation holds him in great esteem due to his grandeur. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Majid. The second interpretation, Majd, refers to vastness. A person who is extremely generous is referred to Rajulun Majidun. Rajulun Majidun. That is very free in spending. It's very, very generous. So the word we use for generous person, amongst the words we use, is Majid. The Quran Sharif is also referred to as Majid because of its vast benefits and meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Majid and Al-Majid. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is that being who showers His kindness upon His slaves through the favors which He showers upon them. And ajib here, Mufassirin explain also, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person His bounties, that too is the generosity of Allah. And when Allah ta'ala tests a person also, Allah ta'ala grants him some test in his life, that too is the generosity of Allah. You see, to enjoy the bounties of Allah, sometimes Allah ta'ala takes it away. Puts the person through a little difficult time. So he appreciates what he had or what Allah will give him. If things are only good in life, then there's no shukriya, there's no gratitude. Person will not appreciate it. So Allah ta'ala, for him to take out from inside the heart, that Allah, I really appreciate it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is this also, that Allah ta'ala takes it away. Allah ta'ala snatches it away. Allah ta'ala let it go through some pain. And also that ajib. This was the time he has mentioned rahmatullah alayhi when it comes to feeling pain. And in this malfuz also he says, I will tell you something which is worth millions and you will thank me for it. And quite detailed he goes into this, not really part discussion of this, but it just comes to mind. In regards when Allah ta'ala tests a person, what goes through his mind? And now there's millions of people going through it also, and they're looking for solutions, and they're going for therapy, and they're going for different types of sessions and counseling to overcome what they are going through. So the Thani rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions, I will tell you something that you it's worth millions. And he mentions also, in one of his writings, for almost 17 years of his life he suffered chronic depression, the Thani rahmatullah alayhi. But how he pulled through the 17 years plus minus. Then too, with all his amal, feeling down, can't come out of it. Then Allah Ta'ala opened it up, subhanallah. Then he became the mujaddid, the reformer of the time. So even the akabir and the ulama, and those seniors of ours, even they go through it. But then too, how they hold on to the rope of Allah, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. How they hold on to the rope of Allah, they don't let go of it. Even when they're so low. Not only when a person is on a high. Then mashallah, he's doing Qur'an tilawat and zikrullah, then he's feeling good, and then he'll treat the wife correctly and everything else. When he's down, then he says to everybody, don't come near me. Not in the mood right now. Not in the mood right now. But then to all of this, he went through it. So he says one is national grief and one is self-imposed grief. National grief, person has to go through it. Because there are certain occurrences in a person's life in dunya, Allah Ta'ala has a system where Allah Ta'ala will test a person, and these are normal tests that will encompass everyone, whether loss of life, whether profits, whether business sometime, whether a vehicle, whether a child, وَنَقْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, fear, hunger, all these tests insan will go through. That Allah Ta'ala has also rules and regulations, how you should react to this. How should you display and express your gham and your feeling and your pain. When it comes to losing someone, Sharia says this is natural grief, not more than 3 days. Not more than 3 days. Now carry on moving. Yes, you'll feel the gham, and then when you feel the pain, then say again, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As the reward you receive the first time for saying it, you receive the reward again. Allah Ta'ala will give you reward again. And then upon those that will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, upon that Allah Ta'ala will reward you also. Allah Ta'ala took it away from you, and Allah Ta'ala has given you reward for it. Of just saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So saying this wazifa, Allah Ta'ala says, Ulaika alim salawatum min rabbim wa rahma. Allah Ta'ala salutations upon him. Allah Ta'ala rahmat upon him. وَلَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They are the rightly guided people. So natural grief will come. Things will happen in a person's life. So the natural grief will come, mourning period 3 months. For a woman in iddah, she lost her husband 4 months, 10 days. Thereafter, carry on. You have to make tayari preparation for akhirat. So the end of this dunya, not end of life. These things will have to happen. Some people, they can't handle it. So therefore, they need some treatment. They need some help, assistance. Mind can't handle it. It's too much for the brain. They get overwhelmed. So sometimes natural grief is too much for a person. Therefore, he'll need now some assistance and some help. But natural grief will come. But that won't last too long. But then you have self-imposed grief. Here the Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, don't punish yourself for nothing. Don't bring the grief all the time. Remember the past. This one did this to me, that one did that to me. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you, why you carry on opening the old files? What's the reason for it? Because I've given you so many bounties, so many ni'mats, don't bring upon you self-imposed grief. There's no time in dunya for it. Because dunya we are moving, we're moving towards akhirat. Now I'm living in the past. She said this to me, she said that to me, she didn't tell me, she took it away, she gave it to me. Different things. Oh, men also. We go into the past. Now, when it comes to different type of therapy, then we find the Nasara, they go to different types of counselors or whatever it may be, and then they'll do some journey for them, some other, whether the jinnah things or shaitani things or whatever it may be, some farishta things. And they go back into the whole journey of life. And I mentioned this before also, that they take you the whole journey of life, that why you landed up over here right now, what was the reason? They're all self-imposed grief. That I want to know the underlying reason. That Allah will reward you in akhirat for the sabr you make. Dunya is very short, but now they go to the entire thing. And how many times we hear that now they come to this conclusion that my life did not come out right because my parents never wanted me. My parents never wanted me. When I was in the womb of my mother, already they were talking that time. Now she said, I can hear it. That time they were talking about it. I was a mistake. So my life too became a mistake. The self-imposed grief. My parents never do this for me, or they didn't do that for me. Then a person lives in the past. Count the ni'mas of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gave you a brain at least to remember that. Make shukr with that intelligence you have at least. But then do they say when it comes to the masturat and the women folk, it's not good for them to have very good memories also. Sometimes better they have a lapse. Sometimes they should forget. Like how men forget a little bit, so they should also forget, but they don't forget. So, self-imposed grief, as a Thami, he says, don't bring that upon you. That is worse than natural grief. Then a person will grieve, and he'll go back in the past, and what Allah is giving him right now is not enjoying. So the way he's carrying himself out right now is kufranu ni'mah. He's rejecting the bounty of Allah right now, and looking, and being unhappy, and so to say, bazabani hal. What his condition is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm not happy with you. Not happy what you did to me. Everything's from Allah. So this whole therapy actually goes into the direction where actually you have an objection against the hikmat of Allah, the wisdom of Allah. Allah, I'm unhappy. Why you let this happen to me? Should have been like this, should have been like that. But a person embraces it and now makes shukr to Allah. Allah, I thank you, make shukr to you. Count his bounties, his ni'mats. And see those below him that don't have. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich that heart. Allah will give him that heart now shakirana mizaj. A mizaj temperament of a person has shukr in him. He's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him. Allah will make his life better for him. Whether his health wasn't good all this time. Make shukr for his health. Allah will make it better for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his bounties are very vast and all encompassing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his bounties upon the entire creation. A hadith sharif states, سبحان الذي تعطف العزة وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان ذي الفضل والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام. This is all the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam taught the ummah how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beautiful meaning of this hadith sharif, pure is that being who is wrapped in splendor and utters words of splendor. Pure is that being who is wrapped in splendor and utters words of splendor. Pure is that being who is attired in grandeur and graciously bestows it. Pure is that being for whom purity is only appropriate for him. Pure is the being who possesses grace and grants bounties. Pure is the being who possesses splendor and grandeur. Pure is the being who possesses exaltedness and kindness. That is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be praised. In many verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of His greatness, grandeur and loftiness. This also in Quran Sharif, Mufassirin here explained also. We have different ayat in Quran that have a different mode to it, to understand the mode of the ayat. We find the Qurra that understand Arabic, how they read these ayats also, because they understand the tone of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There's one in Balagati and eloquence of Quran, there's a term called Tahakkum. Tahakkum means sarcasm. Sarcasm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بَشَّرَ يُبَشِّرُ means to give glad tidings, to give good news. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses sarcasm sometime. They give them glad tidings of a painful punishment. So that you don't read in a sing-song tone. Let them be sarcastic. ذُقْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ Allah says to the kafir, ذُقْ Taste my punishment. إِنَّكَ verily you are al-aziz, very, very mighty, very exalted. So Allah Ta'ala is actually being sarcastic because you think you like that. So ذُقْ to taste it. So how to read the ayat also? Well, ayat also, how the Qurra understand and they read it also, وَقَالَتَ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ وَقَالَتَ الْيَهُودُ The Yahud and the Jews say, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ The hands of Allah are tied. As if Allah Ta'ala is faqir. And they are very rich. هُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ So usually the Qurra, when they read the ayat, you will hear, especially in the Haramin, when they come to this ayat, then they dip their voice completely. Like you mustn't even hear what the Yehuda are saying. Don't even give, or they say, don't even give cop to it also. Don't even give your mind to it. Because they say a lot of things. And now too, they say a lot of things. Whether the Namruds of the time, the Pharaohs of the time, whether the West, whether the Middle East, nowadays we find you've got the Pharaoh Namrud, and how they say right now. You've been chosen to do a certain thing, to attack this country, as if now you're the Pharaoh of the time, that now do it, finish it off. So the Yahud, they will always make these statements as if now they will play God. So وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودِ The Yahud said, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ So the Qari also will dip his voice. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةِ And then they pitch the voice. هُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَنُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا May their hands be tied up and maybe they be cursed of what they say. Then they carry on. بَلْ يَدَاهُمْ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ Rather the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are wide open. Allah ta'ala gives as He wants to. Then they pitch the voice there. Allah ta'ala's hands, Allah ta'ala's grace is absolutely open. So how they understand also the tone of Quran Sharif. Sometimes you go for qiraat jalsa. We say we go for qiraat. And there the qari also reading about Jahannam. And you say, wah, 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 mashallah, mashallah. He's talking about Jahannam right now. Now he's only going for the tune. The tune is very nice. But understand the tone of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how He affects the heart. How Allah ta'ala is saying this now, and how the tune will change, and how they will dip their voice, how they will pitch their voice. These are all now the tones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of His greatness, grandeur and loftiness. So in Quran Sharif, where you will find the ayat, Hu Allah, Hu Allah, Hu Allah, Allah is showing you His greatness right now. They say, Allah yad'u ila nafsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you towards Himself. Allah is giving da'wah. Allah yad'u ila dari salam. Allah is calling you towards Jannat right now. So how to read that ayat, the beauty of Allah? Commonly we hear, Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa alimul ghaybi wa shahada huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. How to read those ayat also? Allah is speaking about Himself, His greatness, His loftiness. So these ayats where you find who Allah, Allah is speaking about Himself, how that should affect the heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Himself, He's musawwir, He's the one that fashioned you, designed you, architectured you, with His own qudrat, His own hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you personally. Allah knows you personally, how much effort for us to make to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also personally. In fact, the Quran Sharif as well as the hadith are replete with the glory, grandeur and honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many verses and surahs declare His grandeur and majesty. Example, Ayatul Kursi also. It's only about the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one incident we mentioned also, Ayatul Kursi, the whole person who recites Ayatul Kursi after every salah, we should be reciting this after every salah for protection. And before sleeping also, for protection. So person is Ayatul Kursi, the Hadith Sharif says, if he has to pass away after reciting it, the only thing between him and Jannat is death. It's such a powerful ayat, Ayatul Kursi. So once happens, Zamin Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, people have jadu problem, the jinnat problem, this Ayatul Kursi is the most powerful ayat in the Quran. Read Ayatul Kursi over and over again. Till you read it, so much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates effect in it. When you read yaqeen, have you read yaqeen and conviction that this is enough for me. Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was passing through a village, it was night time, so they hosted him. There wasn't place for him, so they gave him an old dilapidated home. And they say very big jinn lives in there, very big jinn. So he wasn't afraid, slept the night in there. Halfway through the night, he opens his eyes, he sees a massive, great jinn hovering over him, looking ugly and terrible. So he was very calm. So he starts the Ayatul Kursi. As he is reading, the jinn also reading with him. You and I, فَرَّ يَفِرُّ will be gone. But he had yaqeen, this is the word of Allah, Allah's grand year, who can compare to it? The name of Allah, who's greater than the name of Allah? And he continues, till he comes to وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا, they're protecting and taking care of the skies and the earth, do not tire Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He came to this verse, and the giant jinn burnt to ashes. Couldn't handle it, it was too much. Too much nur and too much power. That the protection of the skies and the earth is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can break the protection of Allah? Now the Yahud are saying the airspace belongs to us. We are controlling the airspace. Now you can understand now, the afwah just now talks. Only talks, the airspace belongs to Allah. Skies belong to Allah. The earth belongs to Allah based upon the amal of the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Effect will come and the amal will be good. Then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will intercept, Allah will cause harm, Allah will cause benefit, all it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based upon our iman. So those ayat that have the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Majesty, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Baqarah, Surah Fatiha also, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, powerful surah. See, the entire Quran should be put together is condensed in Surah Fatiha. There's three mazameen and three subject matters in the entire Quran Sharif. Rububiyat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rabb. He is the supreme Lord. There's no one else equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's supreme, absolute. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire Quran is about Rabb. And then Risalat, the messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ma'ad, Akhirat and Jannat and Jahannam. So Quran, the three basic and the main subject matters are these three. About Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and about Akhirat. The entire put together in Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah is Rabb. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, so is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maliki Yawm al-Din, Allah is the Malik of the day of Qiyamah. Then it goes on, the Risalat, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, and Amta alayhim, those upon whom Allah ta'ala bestowed His favors, min al-Nabiyyin, wa-Siddiqeen, wa-Shada, and Akhirat. Akhirat, Allah is the Malik of the day of Qiyamah. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire thing is in Surah Al-Fatiha. So we have Surah Fatiha, great surah, and Surah Al-Ikhlas. Surah Al-Ikhlas also, great power in Surah Al-Ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala has kept His Majesty, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, أَحَد. Allah is Samad, Allah is independent, doesn't need any creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, what do you say in Urdu, Baniyaz, completely independent. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about His Qudrat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq to make amal upon the beautiful advices, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with our kitab, evil glances and love affairs, the harms and the cure. This is how we mentioned seven cures. What a person to treat himself to get out of love affairs, evil glances, to save himself from abusing his eyes and his life. The eighth point, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah has mentioned, is meditation of the reckoning, that you will be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah in the Qabr also. Then Hazrat says that, then ponder for a few minutes that the field of reckoning of Qiyamah has been laid out. You are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give an account of your deeds. That you are the little one standing before a great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has full power over you. He can do as He wishes, how He wishes to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of supreme power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, O shameless one, did you not have shame that you left me and glanced at others in haram women, etc., and became inclined to a dying corpse? All this will come to an end. Whether it is the false beauties around us, they're not even beautiful also. False beauty, fake, not real. Beauty is in iman, in amal. So your eyes are caught there. Or whether it be some things of dunya caught the eye. Whether it is cars, whether it's some other hobbies of this world, there are persons now, his attention is taken away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat says so beautifully, if we are enchanted or captured by things of dunya, then just tell yourself that this is only window shopping for Jannat. I'm just doing window shopping for Jannat. Ya Allah, if this is so enjoyable, Ya Allah, what Jannat will be like? What enjoyment in Jannat there will be? How will I enjoy it? This is just a taste, an appetizer, just to whet your appetite. For really what is in Jannat, not to become overawed and overwhelmed, that this is it, I've got such a thing, like, oh, I went to a certain place right now. But the real thing is Jannah, Ya Allah, this is just now a reflection of what Allah Ta'ala will give me in Jannat. So don't be shameless, and now in there you become so neglectful, unmindful, and you forget Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to get out of that ghaflat, when you are now enchanted, and now you're scrolling, and you're checking one after the other, and you're going through it, and you say, wow, something better. Then at that time, say one subhanAllah, say one alhamdulillah, say one Allahu Akbar, read one durood sharif, break that unmindfulness. Ya Allah, it's only dunya this. If I have it also, I will get it. Once I touch it now, it becomes second hand. They might give me 7 days to return it. Oh, I can't take it back. Because now you opened it. It just shows now what is my value. But I hold that in so much of value. So just connect the heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was this our right upon you? Did we create you for this purpose, that you attach your heart to others and forget us? Did we grant you eyes so that you use it in haram places? O shameless one, you shamelessly use your eyes, ears and heart that were given to you by us in disobedience. How can it be that the one that gave you the eyes, use it against him? The one that gave the heart, use it against him? That you don't, how many a parent do, how many a wife will ask husband, you really love me? You really, really love me? Even they have a doubt. And a person now just even play a game and don't give the answer. How hurt that person may feel. Or the child may tell the person, parent also, I don't like you anymore. And now how you run behind the child? Why you don't like me? Why you don't like me? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has that love for us even our parents don't have. And now what Allah ta'ala gave us, we're using it to break His command. So Allah ta'ala asked, O shameless son, how is it that you gave everything away to those besides me as I give it to you? Then ponder that the order has been given to the criminals. Now you convicted. Khudu, arrest this criminal. Faghullu, chain him up. Thumma al-jaheema sallu, then throw him into the hellfire. Allah is convicted. He gave his heart away. He didn't even think about us. He didn't think of reckoning also. There will be some reckoning. At least, Hazrat says, that in all his guna and sin, at least come to your senses now and then. Allah, there will be Qiyamah's day. What am I going to do? At least I'll make Tawbah for that moment at least. At least now, on the day of Qiyamah, you got some amount of Tawbah. لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَةِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Tawbah, glad tidings, khushi. Glad tidings for the one that finds plenty of istighfar in his books of deeds. Glad tidings for him. He may not have left the sin, but he made plenty of istighfar. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, glad tidings for him. The person on the day of Qiyamah will find in his good deeds, in his book of Amal, he'll find plenty of istighfar. He did the sin, he slipped him in astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Rabbi ighfirli. So glad tidings for him. The ninth point for a person to get out of this filthy habit of abusing one's eyes, meditation of the punishment of hell. meditate over the punishment of hell and think that it is in front of your eyes, speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thus, نَارُ اللَّهِ نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ Oh Allah, hell is a fire lit by you. تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةِ فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةِ Surah وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ So recite these verses. Nar, nar means fire. Narullah, the fire of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kindled. Not the fire of this world, but that fire is 70 times more severe, intense than the fire of this world. And fire of this world, we see what it ravages, how it destroys crops. Recently we saw certain countries, how the fires couldn't put it off. Went on for weeks. Okay, imagine the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, me thrown in there, what will happen to me? تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ And the fire of Jahannam is such, its harm will reach the hearts. The fire of Jahannam, one is the fire of this world. First it now touches the skin, then the nerves. Then the person really feels the pain. The fire of Jahannam hits straight to the heart, which is the markaz of pain. The Shaykh Zakariya rahimullah mentioned when it comes to Sakarat also, when Malakul Maut removes the ruh, then he starts from the feet. He removes it from there. He says, the ruh, the center of pain, the center of pain is the heart. All the nerves are connected to the heart. So Malakul Maut will come to an evil person. Then he removes the ruh from one muscle and nerve. And he hits the heart. One hits the heart. And he makes it difficult for him. So he imagine the pain he goes through. Compared to a person who is pious, he just takes it very easily. And how it was illustrated also, like how you have a hair stuck in dough. For roti, you're making a roti dough. How you just pull out that hair? For a pious person, his ruh will come out like that. No difficulty, no pain. But a person now who is impious, doesn't have taqwa in him, then like this it will be taken out. One nerve, one muscle, sinew, the connect to the heart, the pain will start from there. So when he comes to the fire of Jahannam, it hits straight the heart. إِنَّا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَ The people of hell will burn in long pillars of fire. In long pillars of fire they will burn. They cannot run from there. There is no relief for them. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُرُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُرُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ When the skins were burnt and become black like coal, then you change their skins with fresh ones, that it causes them more hurt and pain. The skins will be changed every time. When the nerves now will be burnt out, you don't feel the pain, Allah Ta'ala will give them new skin. Feel the pain again. Start all over again. That will be the fire of this. Person think, Ya Allah, is it worth it now? That I'm looking at haram, I'm going to go through this. Where I look after my eyes and save my skin. Literally. Look after my eyes and save my skin. Well, Qiyamah's day, Ya Allah, also happened in Jahannam. Well, therefore, at that time, think, Ya Allah, am I prepared and am I ready for this? لَاكِلُونَ مِنْ شِدْرٍ مِنْ زَقُومٍ Oh Allah, when they became hungry, the people of Jahannam, they were given thorny trees to eat. Allah Ta'ala will give them thorny, and they'll be hungry, they will eat it. They will cut through the intestines completely. Then they want water to drink. Allah Ta'ala will give them hamim, boiling water, that will burn through everything, intestines completely. They will not be able to reject the thorns and say, now I cannot eat. Their stomachs will be forcefully fed. وَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ وَشَارِبُونَ شُرُبَ الْهِيمِ هَذَا نُزُرُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ When they were thirsty, Jahannamis, you gave them boiling water to drink. They will not be able to reject the water. In fact, they will have to drink it like thirsty camels. This is how they'll be hosted on the day of Qiyamah. وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاهُمْ Oh Allah, when they drink this boiling water, the intestines will tear up and be released from the posterior. يَطُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا بَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آلٍ Oh Allah, the dwellers of hell will move between fire and boiling water. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا Oh Allah, when they cry, they will shed tears of blood. When they try to flee from Jahannam, due to the extreme punishment, they will return to the fire of Jahannam. There's no way to come out. You are locked in there completely, no way. Today we can see, Allah Ta'ala free our brothers in Gaza. But how they locked? They helpless. They have nothing to protect themselves. Their babies, their children, their families being wiped out completely. Nowhere to go. Innocent people, civilians, just being bombed and killed. Jahannam will be the same. Just because I abused my eyes or my fingers, got involved in some illicit relationship, or in some riba transaction, just sort of to make a quick buck. Ya Allah, all this have to go through in Jahannam. Is it worth it? Not worth it. Better I save myself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. Wallah, when they will be incapable in all ways, they will seek your permission to ask for help. You will still answer, اخسأوا. That remain in hell. Do not speak to me. ولا تكلمون. Don't even speak to me now. Don't even speak to me. It's a reality. Then, there's no play, no joking then. And now Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, sometimes we think this thing, okay, maybe I might get saved. I might get saved. And look at these people in Gaza, how they open just to find one way out. Just find one gap only. Can't. Not this border, not that border. Move from here, move to there. No way out. You can imagine Jahannam. How locked will be in the fire of Jahannam. A person cannot come out. And when it comes with this also, as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, specifically when it comes to pants below the ankles, pants or any garment that a person wears from the top coming down, that hangs below the ankles on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yanzuru ilayhi, wala yukallimuhu, wala la yanzuru ilayhim, wala yukallimuhum, wala yuzakkihim. Allah ta'ala save us. That person who wears his garments of man below his ankles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even look at him. What does it mean? Allah will not look at him with the gaze of mercy. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُ Allah will not even speak to them also. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ Allah will not purify them also. To go into Jannat, you have to be purified. And on the day of Qiyamah, the only place to be purified is the fire of Jahannam. So just for wearing the garment below the ankle, we take it to be nothing serious. How many Hafiz boys who come to Hafiz class, and the pants, and the kurta below the ankles, and the mothers don't think anything about it. Children are growing up like that. Whether it be even the pyjama pants also. That which we ensure, that for the boys from young, already making a habit for them, that the pants is way above the ankle. How high also, as Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, that from a distance you can see already the ankles are clear. Is that near the ankles? The kurta, or some people just want it just there where the ankle starts. Some fashion, some style. No, no. Our fashion and style is sunnat. This was saq, halfway the calf, or a little bit below that. That is permissible, jais, mubah. So the day of Qiyamah, just for that only. So imagine now a person got involved in worse things. So in the day of Qiyamah, he'll be locked into the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, we cannot endure one spark of this world. How will we be able to withstand the fire of Jahannam, which is 70 times more severe than this fire? Oh Allah, my actions are worthy of hell, but I seek your mercy to protect me from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Ask his dua 3 times and weep excessively. Hakim Sahib says, if you got involved or you're getting involved, it brings the whole picture in front of you. One is the qabr, one is the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, there's no way out right now. And the sinner of mind right now, there is a way out. There is a way out, now take the exit. Take the exit and save yourself. And now weep excessively. If you cannot weep, then imitate the weeping person. Do this action constantly, your iman will gradually increase. A day will come and you will feel as if Jahannam is before your eyes. Then you will not have the courage to commit any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the full ability to abstain from sin. Little bit exercise of the mind. Person now exercises his mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the taqwa inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and give us the hidayat inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most overlooking Allah, munyam Allah, muhsin Allah, ya Allah, all the ni'mas are from you, ihsan from you, karam from you, kindness from you, Oh my Allah, mercies from you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinful slaves of yours, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have come with our begging bowls before you, O my Allah, to forgive us for all our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, O my Allah, the sins that we have done, Ya Allah, the light of the day, the darkness of the night, knowingly, unknowingly, O my Allah. There are so many sins we have done, Ya Allah. We can't even count them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Then to you, so O my Allah, you alimun bidatis sudur. You know what hides within the bosoms of men, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what the fingers are typing, where the eyes are looking, O my Allah, what we sign, what we have done. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we are living only in your rahmat and your mercy and your fazal and your karam. O my Allah, forgive us, O my Allah, purify our soul, purify our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all the filth and the dirt of the heart, O my Allah, the jealousy, the malice, the greed, O my Allah. O my Allah, the love for dunya, pursuing dunya and everything besides you. O my Allah, you gave us these hearts, O my Allah, you place them within our bosom, within our chest. Ya Allah, so these hearts pump in your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. No ghair, nothing else comes within the hearts. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, our hearts, Ya Allah, full of everything besides you, O my Allah. The eyes have dried up, O my Allah, no tears come out. There's no regret in the heart anymore, O my Allah. The hearts have become hard, O my Allah. We don't know how to make tawbah, O my Allah. We don't know how to repent anymore, O Kareem Rahim Allah. The fires are raging, they are waiting for us, O my Allah. We don't feel the pain of the ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us that empathy and sympathy for the ummah, give us hearts, Ya Allah, that pump in your muhabbat and your love, O Kareem Rahim Allah, that love, O my Allah, that love you, Ya Allah, that love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, all our sins that made our hearts hard, O my Allah. O my Allah, we don't know how to show muhabbat, we don't know how to be insan, O my Allah, we don't know how to treat our families, we don't know how to treat humanity, how to feel for them, how to make dua for them, how to cry for the jannat, O my Allah. O my Allah, we all have become nafsi, nafsi, just me, myself, my life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. We've forgotten the lesson of the ummah, that we're part of the ummah, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, those nights and days in the battlefields in which Nabi alayhi sallam cried for the ummah, O my Allah. O my Allah, our eyes do not tear anymore, the hearts do not be, are not moved anymore, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the greed for dunya, O my Allah, to pursue dunya, just a successful life in this world, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, forgive us, O my Allah, for the sins of our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, revive our dead hearts, O my Allah. Inna Allah yuhil arda ba'da mawtiha. O my Allah, after the earth becomes dead, O my Allah, nothing growing from it. Ya Allah, you send down the rains, O my Allah, and you make the earth once again alive, O my Allah. The fruits come out from the greenery, and Ya Allah, lush greenery comes out from it, O my Allah. Insan enjoys the greenery around him and the sweet fruits, O my Allah. O my Allah, at one time the earth was dead, O my Allah, nothing grew in it. O my Allah, our hearts have become dead, O my Allah, nothing is growing in the hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. There's only snakes and scorpions, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there's only malice and only, Ya Allah, hatred for every person around us, O my Allah. There's no well-wishing and love and muhabbat and Ya Allah, and welcoming for every human being and all the Muslims, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you revive our hearts, O my Allah. Revive our hearts, O my Allah. Ya, one drop of rahmat falls upon our hearts, Ya Allah, our hearts will be revived, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us that life of the heart once again, O my Allah, that we know how to be true ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know how to be your true slave, O my Allah, and such sweetness in it, O my Allah, when we take your beautiful name, O Kareem Rahim Allah, to read salah, Ya Allah, to have good akhlaq, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the true lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to be true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, give us yaqeen upon your zaad, reliance upon you, O my Allah, that everything happens from you, everything will return to you. Ya Allah, to have success and conviction in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us salah, real salah, concentration, devotion, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us musalli, make our children musalli, make them among the most intelligent ones, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it is your promise, wa taqullah, wa yu'allimukum Allah. If we have taqwa, Ya Allah, you will teach us directly, O my Allah. Teach us, O my Allah, to be real insan, how to be your slaves, O my Allah. Teach our family, teach our children, O my Allah. Give them that intelligence, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas, give us, Ya Allah, ikram, give us all the beautiful qualities that you love, O my Allah, the qualities of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, make our complete Islam and tazkiyah, O my Allah. Make us a means of hidayat, O my Allah. Save us from dalalat and disobedience. Save us from going astray, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, our families hidayat, our children hidayat. Guide us, Ya Allah, to your pleasure. Ya Allah, give us righteousness. Give us taqwa, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we want it, O my Allah. We beg you, O my Allah, we want it. But O my Allah, we are weak, O my Allah. We don't know how to get it from you. Ya Allah, make karam upon us, make fazl upon us, O my Allah. To the wasila to fala sidqa Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so many years after his nubuwat, O my Allah, then too we are crying for taqwa, O my Allah. That you have mercy upon us, O my Allah. Give us the taqwa, give us the iman, give us those amal, give us your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah, that you want to taste it before we reach the qabr, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help the Muslims around the world, O my Allah, in Gaza, in Palestine, in West Bank. O my Allah, the entire kufr forces come together, O my Allah, to destroy the Muslims, O my Allah, only because they believe in you, O my Allah, because they have kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in their hearts, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, take pity upon them, let your rahmat pour upon them, O my Allah, give them sabr and patience, accept the qurbani, accept the blood of their children, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, show them your taqat and your strength, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Shake the earth beneath them, O my Allah, down the jets, O my Allah. Let Ya Allah, the bombs fall upon them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are qadir and mutlaq, O my Allah. There is no bounds to your qudrat and your power. Ya Allah, when you unleash it, O my Allah, whether it be with Ya Allah, little birds, O my Allah, or the wind, O Kareem Rahim Allah, or mosquito, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you have full control, full qudrat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is going very, very far, O my Allah. The ummah is going very, very far, O my Allah. Who is there to cry for the ummah? To bring the ummah back to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are crying to light on the night of Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, we place our complaint before you, O my Allah. That you take pity upon the ummah. Bring them back to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you press the reset button, O my Allah. Press the reset button of the ummah, of the hearts. And they come back to you, O my Allah. The israf in the ummah. Ya Allah, the waste, the extravagance, the pride, the haughtiness, the arrogance, O my Allah. The behayahi, the immodesty, the hobbies and the sports. And everything besides you, O my Allah. Who is there to cry for the ummah, to pain for the ummah? Oh my Allah, give us the hearts and pain for the ummah. It will bring the ummah back to you, O my Allah. When the child gets lost and somebody finds the child and brings him, bring the child back to the parents, the joy of that mother, she will grab that child, Ya Allah, back to her chest. My child has come back. They will reward that person they brought. Ya Allah, give us a way to bring the ummah back to you, O my Allah. Embrace the ummah, bring them back, O my Allah. The judge of return, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the hajj, O my Allah. Accept the cry in the place of Arafat, Mina al-Muzdalifa. O my Allah, accept the du'as in the Multazab, O my Allah, the du'as in Maqam Ibrahim and Safa and Marwa. Ya Allah, accept the cries, accept the tears, O my Allah. O my Allah, I put you upon the ummah, the children of the ummah. Ya Allah, they don't have food to eat, O my Allah. Our children are wasting their food, O my Allah. They don't have a place to sleep, O my Allah. They don't know what's gonna happen to their next, O my Allah. We are planning our next function, occasion, walima and wedding. And where we're gonna eat next, O my Allah. Where we're gonna taste the next, Ya Allah, extravagant food. Ya Allah, forgive us, give us hearts, Ya Allah, give us tears that fear you. Give us hearts that tremble in your remembrance, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, take the ummah back into your protection, O my Allah. Take the ummah back into your protection, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Where the weakest part of the ummah presently in the world, Ya Allah, the weak child is the one that is loved, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they can be the most intelligent child in the home, but the one that is handicapped is beloved to the parents. Ya Allah, we are the handicapped one of the ummah right now. Ya Allah, take us into your rahmat. Ya Allah, take us into your protection, O Kareem Rahim Allah, through tufail and sadqa and the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. It's a reminder, inshallah, my dear brothers, as we all aware, every Friday night we have a Mushab Guzari program at Masjid al-Hilal, a weekly ishtima, and together with that tomorrow night we'll have a very mubarak jamaat from Robertsham, inshallah, coming. How many brothers are coming? 20-25. About 20-25 brothers will be coming from Robertsham. They'll be in Hilal tomorrow and Saturday for the weekend, inshallah. Brothers are free tomorrow night. We'll make ourselves free. Come for the program. They're coming all the way from Johannesburg to make figure for our ishtima. It will take place on the 8th, 9th and 10th of August. They start making dua for the ijtima, tell our mustalat at home also, whether we can keep a roza, take a sadqa. What's the whole figure of the ijtima? Allah, let the barakat of the ijtima prevail in our city, our town, in our province, in the country, in the continent, in the world. The barakat of the ijtima, the amal, all the fitnas, Allah, destroy them. All the haram activities that are inviting us away from Allah, Allah, just remove them. Change the environment around us that to make amal upon taqwa becomes easy. So barakat of these amal, Allah can do it. How much of crying before it, how much of effort behind it, how much of roza, crying, dua, sadqa, salatul hajat, asking Allah, in the 3 days ijtima will take place, how many fitnas can close down in the world, for us to become pious will become easy. The whole ijtima is about that, that the hidayah spread, and Allah Ta'ala they become alive in the entire world. So tomorrow night will be programmed, after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha, brothers that are around, come to the Markaz Hilal, take part in the programs, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to also go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.